Quakers.
Thank you.
many things to say. So many things. We're finally getting to play in front of people again. And it's an amazing thing. And the thing that's even more amazing is that you folks have come out on this crazy freezing-ass night to see us do our thing. And I realize that you're just here to see the Rush shit. Except for that guy with the rainbow on his head. Now, I realize you folks either didn't get the memo or just didn't read that portion of the memo. But whoever shows up here with a rainbow on their head gets a free t-shirt this evening at the merch booth. So my friend, you get to get the soul t-shirt this evening. So take advantage of it. And it doesn't even have to be a Primus t-shirt. If there's any Van Halen shirts up there, I suggest you grab one of those. But we are going to do some Rush for you this evening. But first we're going to... Yes. First we're going to subject you to more Primus than you... And you may notice that I'm moving around up here a lot this evening because I'm freezing my fucking ass off and I'm trying to keep the blood flowing. Because I'm a wuss-ass California boy. Northern California boy. And I'm just not used to this. But see, our good friend Herbage back here, he's a Michigan man. He washes his testicles daily in ice water. He's a Michigan man.
Thank you.
skies. Coming to your side is coming to your side.
Thank you. Starting that song, but he can't see a fucking thing.
With all the rain blowing into the light. Thank you. Oh,
easier, but the plastic bag is not even. I can't get anywhere near you. I got all kinds of layers.
So there you go.
Nothing to it! We had this notion a while ago to do this. And let me tell you right now, this shit is hard. We had the notion to do this a while ago, and in fact, Neil was still on the planet when we were planning on doing this originally. And then we ended up doing the Slayer tour, and so it got postponed, and then last year the whole world turned upside down, so it got postponed again. So now here we are, and we're doing it, and... And I will say, and I'm not just, you know, pandering, it is the highlight of my day playing this record. I love playing this record. Because I was a 14-year-old kid throwing up in the parking lot, going to see my first concert, and I saw Rush Hemispheres. It was amazing. And a lot of these songs, they performed a lot of these songs that evening. And, it's just an incredible thing to stand here with a fucking black and white Rickenbacker. This was my dream bass. This was my, you know, I would get erections looking at these things in the frickin' magazines. I never got to have one. Blair, I was deprived. But anyhow, now I got one and I got the double mecker. So, hey, I win. But anyway, I know this next song is very important to... how many Rush fans are there here anyway? How many were at the Hemispheres show? Anybody at the Hemispheres show? This guy here, look at that. I don't think you were. You were, unless you were like 2 years old or something. But anyway, this next song was a very important bit of the show. And, you know, I've come to appreciate... not just Neil's amazing percussive abilities, but his lyrical content is amazing too. It's very relevant. You listen to the words, it's very relevant still to this day. So help me out with a little closer to the heart.
And the men who hold my places must be the ones who
You still suck!
Shine.
Cold down there.
When dragons grow to be my dear, to stay within your soul, I go weary of the battle, and the shame of who was.
Thank you. by 10 o'clock.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Swords started playing by like 15 to 7, 27.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. Good job.
cool.